Blog Talk Radio.
About those things that will enhance our lives, making us we understand that those things that keep us bound, keep us worried, keep us out of position of accepting and living our full destiny and purpose are not our reality.
Everyone, and welcome again to another edition of Moments in Conversation. It seems like it's been so long, although we were just on here on Tuesday, but I'm excited that we're here again today because we're going to have a guest here, and I know it's Thursday, but we're doing things a little differently this week, and so we're going to have a guest today. Her name is Roxy H., and she's an author and a book publisher and a copy editor, and so she has a multiplicity of skills and abilities that she's going to share with us. But today we're going to talk about, in particular, her book, which is called How Far Will You Go for the Ring? How Far Will You Go for the Ring? I know the title itself just kind of makes you go, wow, right? What is this book about? But it's a fictional book. And I'm going to let Roxy tell us a little bit more, but she is an advocate also, like myself, for domestic violence. She is a speaker, and she is someone that is definitely someone you want to listen to and hear and learn from on today as we bring her in here on Moments of Conversation. We're going to take our normal housekeeping announcements, and then we're going to go straight to the phone lines and interview this wonderful lady, Roxy H., on today on Moments in Conversation. We'll be right back after these.
Life and spiritual coach, minister, author, and inspirational speaker. These are just a few titles used to describe Marion Ifua. But her name says it all. She is an innovator and bringer of change. If you desire to change for the better, contact Marion Ifua at 480-269-1038, 480-269-1038, or by visiting ifuaspeaks.com, EFUASpeaks.com. Marion Ifua, change for today, tomorrow, and the rest of your life.
All right, we are back here on Moments of Conversation, and today our guest is Roxy H., author and publisher Roxy H., who will be talking about her book, How Far Will You Go for the Ring? And so we're going to be interviewing her on today. I want to remind everyone that my books are still available on Amazon.com as well as my websites at afuaspeaks.com. They are on sale. That's Not Round Reality as well as Seeking Escape. And you can pick up those copies as well as go to Roxy's site, which is Roxy H. Publishing, and get your copy of her book after you hear our interview on today. Good morning, Roxy. How are you?
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Happy New Year and all that good stuff.
Wonderful. Same to you.
Great. Well, I read this book, and I'm saying, Miss Roxy.
Oh, yes.
Miss Roxy.
Yes.
Can I start like that? Did I change my voice enough to let you know? Okay.
Yes, you did.
Okay. Yeah, but the book is awesome. As I said, it's called How Far Will You Go for the Ring? And initially when I thought about that, I went, okay, let's see what she's really talking about. I know I had spoken to you and you'd given me a little bit of a summary, but it doesn't really lend to what I was expecting, the depth, the quality, the sharing of this story. I know it's a fictional story, but this book is definitely one that is able to share, take us on a journey with the main character, Candace.
Yeah.
And allow us to see a little bit of ourselves, to hear a little bit of ourselves, and know exactly just how far some of us may have thought we wanted to go for the ring. So tell us a little bit about this. Give us synopsis in your own words and let everyone know who you are again, and then we'll go from there and have our general conversation.
Oh, sure. The book is a little bit about my life and some experiences from people that I know, and I collaborated those and tried to come up with a good plot that was befitting to the different relationships that women find themselves into.
Absolutely.
And so, I'm sorry?
No, go ahead.
And so the main character, Candace, is a very naive, young lady, Christian lady, that falls in love with this womanizing, charismatic man. And he takes her through some major twists and turns of physical, emotional, financial, just dominance and control of a relationship. She endured fear, ultimate fear, and all for the sake of love, all for the sake of wanting to be this man's wife. And she even endured some betrayal amongst family and friends that were directly connected to this love of her life. And, you know, once she got out of the abusive relationship, she was still broken, and she found herself falling into, you know, behavioral traits that broken women find themselves into. They become promiscuous, and they date emotionally unattached men. They date married men. They date men who are already in relationships. They struggle with sexuality confusion. You know, you've been hurt so so bad by a man, then you wonder if, you know, being with a woman is an option to help mask that pain. And mental illness, you know, she endures a major emotional breakdown throughout her struggles with finding herself.
Absolutely.
And so with me being a survivor, and, you know, I like to say that I was victimized by domestic violence that
exactly.
resulted me into becoming a survivor of domestic violence. So a lot of the domestic abuse plot that you will read in this book is directly related to me. And so, but I wanted to not just make this book about domestic violence, and even though it's important for women to see the warning signs, and I think that they will it will resonate with them as they journey in this journey through this character Candace's life.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, we don't realize we're in an abusive relationship unless we identify with it, and so Candace endures some major scenarios, some major plots that a woman would say, "Oh my goodness, I would have never
exactly." But you know,
gone this far.
You're absolutely right. As I was reading the book, I went, I know a couple of folks that experienced that. They wouldn't tell anyone, but that's
right.
why I think this. That's why I really wanted to get you on here to talk about the book. And as you said, you know, I like the fact that you went back and changed the language and said, I was victimized, right? You're not a victim, because you talk about that was also one of your goals for writing this book, is that you wanted to break down the societal stereotypes that people place upon people who have been victimized through their relationships. Whether they
yes.
were with family members. I mean, and I think that's important. When I talk about domestic violence, I always make sure I say domestic violence means someone that you have a direct connection to, right? It's not a stranger. It's someone you have a direct connection to. It could be a family member. It could be a spiritual leader. It could be your mate, your spouse. It could be a friend. So there's a multiplicity of levels, and so I just want to say that that's one thing I did take from that book, is that I saw you were really trying to present Candace's story in such a way that allowed us to kind of, like you said, see a little bit of each part of our life or someone we knew
right.
At some point as we were reading the book and go from there. Now, I have a question for you. Why did you choose to write about it versus just telling your story? I mean, why is it important to... What is it about this writing that, I know you're a writer for TheExaminer.com, and I know that you do a lot of freelance writing, and you're publishing books and copy editing. But why is this, I mean, how did you get drafted into this writing component? Because I know you and remember you from a whole different career line. So has that always been a part of your life, the writing?
No, the writing was not always a part of my life. It was part of my educational experience, you know, gaining my bachelor's degree at Alverno, that was one of the minors that I took was professional communication. So I do have the formal training for writing.
Mm-hmm.
But my writing this book was part of my healing.
Absolutely.
That's how I healed from the experiences that I expressed in the book. The experiences that I had to come to grips with in my youth. And so
yeah.
when you write your experiences, when you write how you're feeling and you're honest in that, you're speaking healing into your life. And so that was the major part of writing this book, was really for Roxanne. It was for Roxy, and making sure that I don't continue in this merry-go-round of backwards and forwards into this toxic relationship that I was in.
Absolutely.
And so And the reason why I published the book is because I know that there are other women who are hurting and broken just like me, and I wanted to give them a hero. I wanted to give them someone who is just like them, went through what they went through, but she made it out. And if you can see or identify with someone who made it through, then that gives you courage to make it through yourself. And
absolutely.
So I took the mask off of my humiliation, my pain, my experiences, and became transparent in hopes that it will bring another woman to this wonderful light that I live in now.
Absolutely. And that's what it's about, and that's, you know, and I'm glad that you got to that place to share that, because that's what it's about. Transformation, that's how it occurs. It first begins with you identifying that there's a need for something to change, or that you want it to become better than where it is right now, or you want it to increase. And I am just so happy, and I commend you for being able to do that, because you said you took the mask off, you took off the stigma, you took away the pain. It's okay if you trust yourself to heal from an experience, right?
Yeah.
Your initial reaction is what causes us to have a wound, and then our response is then to say, I must heal this wound, right, so that I can move forward and not stay in this broken state. We're talking today with Roxy H. She is the author of How Far Will You Go for a Ring? And it is a beautiful fictional tale of a woman, Candace, although she has just shared with us that it has some connections with her as far as her life experiences and observations of other persons who've experienced and deceit and betrayal in their lives. We're going to go to the phone lines. If those of you have questions or comments, if you're on the phone lines, please press 1. If you're in the chat room, just type your question in the chat room if you want to. Roxy, how can we get a hold of your book?
It's available on Amazon.com, and also you can purchase it on my website, and that's www.roxiehpublishing.com.
All right. Now, Roxy, I have a question for you. Now,
sure.
We talked about Candace's role, the role of Candace, and how we can learn from Candace and how we can benefit from Candace's life of experiencing, you know, the deceit and being naive and, you know, trusting. And I'm not saying you shouldn't trust in a relationship, but what about this champ character? What would you say? Yes, champ. Yeah, I think I'm going to turn that into an acronym, right? I'll talk to you about that later on. But let's talk about the character champ, because I think that character, I saw that character being a lot of men that
yes.
we see and we honor and respect every day, but that he had this hidden agenda that only came out, as you said, I'm quoting, I remember one of the lines you said it was what you needed to know about him was on a need-to-know basis.
On the need-to-know basis.
Or when it was going to benefit him, right? Is that what you
yes.
said?
That is exactly
and
what
And I think that,
said.
Yeah, so I need to know. Tell me about this champ character.
Champ.
How can we learn from champ? I know, right? Take a deep breath. Deep breath in.
Yes. Well, you know,
I was with you. It was a sister girl rally, Jay, in my mind for Champ.
Yes, Champ is Champ is the character that most broken men aspire to be. He has some celebrityism to him, and he's financially wealthy and. Part of his wealth came from taking advantage of vulnerable, broken women. It's in our society, it's so in or cool or acceptable for a man to date multiple women. And it's also acceptable in our society for most women to be too giving to a man. And Champ is he's the man who's on the take. You know, he does not involve himself in a woman unless there's some financial gain in that relationship. And that's celebrated in our society. We see images on the TV screen, in videos, in songs of how a man is degrading of a woman and how she's supposed to pay him. I mean, we've had songs that go back to the early 90s about, you know, referring to women in unfavorable words. You know, I think it's 8 Ball or somebody that got to say, you know, the B better have my money. So it started.
That's too shout.
Yeah, it started all the way back then. And so that's our society in today. And women find themselves in such a quest for love that we feel that it's okay to give those things because it's worth what's in return. But what we're getting in return is deceit, is lies, it's betrayal. And, you know, Champ is no different from, and I hate to be controversial here, but, you know, he's no different from an actual husband, a spiritual leader. Celebrity, a superstar. We welcome, we celebrate, you know, the professional ball players. And we know what's associated with a professional ball player. He has a different woman in every state. And some of us, not all of us, aspire to be that one when he comes to our state. So it is true when you say that we celebrate those kind of men.
Exactly. You know, and I as I go through and I think about this books of things that Champ was able to, or how he was able to manipulate this young lady, and I often tell people that if you've been manipulated, it's not necessarily all your fault, but at the point you realize you're being manipulated and you continue, that's when we need to address the issue, because
exactly.
it's not just Champ could also be a female.
Yes,
because I'm learning, and as I was reading, I even put that down in my notes as I was reading, I said, you know, this could be, if we change perspectives and we say, Champ could very well be a female who has an aspiring career, she's doing well, she has connections, you know, she's fabulously, you know, working the scene, and she's able to manipulate a man or men.
Yes.
Because believe it or not, there are women who, you know, also are able to get, especially now when we're seeing these older woman, younger men, or older men, younger woman, even if she's younger than the man, she's able usually to, if she has herself in a position, she can kind of do some things. So I want to thank you for bringing this to the forefront, because I think relationships are important. I call them connections. I think that when we misjudge a connection, my term that I put was that Candace and Champ had a connection, but she had a relationship. She saw it as a relationship. And as we continue to grow, I think this is a book that we should definitely share with other people, male and female. And, again, you can get her book, How Far Will You Go for the Ring, at Roxy H Productions. And I have a link on the show page for that. You can also get it on Amazon.com. The name of the book is called How Far Will You Go for the Ring by Roxy H. And as I said, it is a book that you will pick up and you will read in a little of no time, and you'll be able to relate. But share it. And I think it's important that here on Moments of Conversation, we have Roxy on here, because when we talk about connections and relationships, it is about how you perceive it. It is about how you identify yourself, how you allow yourself to become consumed by the individuals that are you are connected to at that present place and time. And if it's bringing you discomfort, if it's bringing you hardship, as Roxy has shared, and I won't tell all the book, but I think that she gives some great insight. Summatively, I'll just say she gives great insight and some steps and suggestions that are doable that can assist you to better understand how far you're really, really willing to go for a ring or to say that you have a relationship or to say that you are connected to someone or that you have been connected to someone. The type of things, what type of sacrifice? Remember, survival is our only option and is our best option. So if we're constantly sacrificing ourselves for another individual, what's left? You won't even be there for that individual because you've sacrificed yourself.
Yes. Ooh.
Am I talking a lot today? Girl, I know, right? You know, right? You know, I had to go there because I think it's important. Again, if you have a conversation or question or comment for Roxy H., we have about 4 minutes left here on the program if you want to get in. I think we have a phone person here. I'm going to push one. Good morning and welcome to Moments of Conversation. I'm Marian Afua, and we have our guest today, author Roxy Hendon. Do you have a question? Or comment? Hello? I think they're just listening. Okay, they may have pushed one just coming in. Again, we're going to be here again. Roxy, I want to thank you again. I want you to take us out again. Give us again the place where to buy your book and other things you may have coming up. I know you also have a blog talk show, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Soul Purpose Wisconsin Talk Show.
Okay.
And it'll be airing every Thursday at 5:30 p.m.
Every Thursday at 5:30 p.m. And it's called Soul Purpose Wisconsin. So it's just dealing with the Soul Purpose line. You know, I'm part of the Soul Purpose family.
Yes.
I'm part of the Soul Purpose family. Okay, so it's all about soul purpose, or is it an inspirational, motivational extension
from the Soul Purpose lifestyle and the products that Soul Purpose offers. So
Excellent. It
will be interviewing individuals, male or female, who are professionals and they're living out their soul purpose. And
Excellent.
How did they come into their soul purpose? And we'll be highlighting a different product of Soul Purpose.
I think that's awesome. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to my opportunities to come over and join you all on a Monday. But typically I'm doing my – I'm usually somewhere else, but I'm going to work on it. I'm going to work on getting over there to support you physically and verbally on the program. Again, Roxy Hendon was our guest today, or Roxy H. is our guest today, author of – How Far Will You Go for the Ring, and also CEO of Roxy H. Publications. You can go to her website and find out more about her. We thank you again for sharing this wonderful book with us today, Roxy, and joining us. Here are Moments of Conversations. Looking forward to continued conversations and interactions and collaborations. Go out today and buy the book while you're buying my two books as well, Not to My Reality, Encouragement While Dancing in the Storm, as well as Seeking Escape. They are all the books are going to be great in helping you on your journey to ascend to your greatest place of possibility and existence. So with that, I will send off with everyone else. Remember that when things begin to cloud you, overwhelm you, make you feel as if you just can't take it anymore, scream out nice and loud and say, that's not my reality. Take in a deep breath and know it's not the end of the road, because we have much more to say in our basic moments of conversations with the divine within. Until next time, continued peace and blessings. Thanks again, Roxy, for joining us on today.
Life and spiritual coach, minister, author, and inspirational speaker. These are just a few titles used to describe Marian Afua. But her name says it all. She is an innovator and bringer of change. If you desire to change for the better, contact Marian Afua at 480-269-1038. 480-269-1038 or by visiting EFUASpeaks.com. EFUASpeaks.com. Marian Efua, change for today, tomorrow, and the rest of your life.